WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds across Southern California are fueling at least three destructive wildfires. ABC's Kano Whitworth in a mask with more from Altadena, north of Pasadena.
What authorities are saying is that this fire behavior is incredibly erratic, and so it's shooting the fire back and forth from side to side of the road. And so they're actually putting out a fire in one spot and have to go revisit it and put it out again. And this is the result of not being able to get air attack on this fire because the winds are so high.
Donald Trump Jr. visited Greenland on Tuesday as his father, President-elect Donald Trump, said he wouldn't rule out using the U.S. military to take over the territory as well as the Panama Canal for national security purposes, he says. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region where a strong earthquake hit this week have been searching again for any survivors. Tents, quilts, and other relief items have arrived in the area where 126 people lost their lives. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Leona woman pleads guilty to running over and killing her husband while drunk. 49-year-old Mary Terry pleaded guilty in Forest County Court Monday to drunk driving homicide. She was accused of driving over her husband, Donald Britton, in her driveway in 2023, then dragging his body down the road. A man is dead after falling through the ice in central Wisconsin. Marquette County deputies say a man on a UTV went through the ice on Lawrence Lake near Westfield Monday. Rescue crews pulled the man from the water, but he died at the scene. Deputies send out a reminder that the ice is still thin on many lakes and rivers. And over 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on wake boats. A previous attempt at passing those guidelines died in the legislature last session. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6. 99.7.
Guess what today is?
It is National Bubble Bath Day.
National Bubble Bath Day.
A bubble bath!
I want a hot bubble bath.
Join me in a nice hot bubble bath.
Ain't no bubble bath like a baby bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
The bubble bath was a little too bubbly for some.
Would he enjoy a bubble bath?
It's showtime!
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you, 7:05. No, I'm not taking a bubble bath this morning. I'm right here with all you this Wednesday morning. Here is Tears for Fears Shout on Max FM.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on.
In violence.
Shouldn't have to sell your soul in black and white.
and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:13 on Wednesday morning. Dave and Emily joining you. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing halfway through the work week?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing fabulous. How are you this happy Wednesday?
I am doing fabulous as well. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through this week. So it's cruising right on by as we move along on Wednesday.
Just moving along in the morning show.
You know, it's kind of cool. I was already on social media this morning, a few things going on in the world. So kind of keeping tabs on a few things and tabs on a friend of our family and how things are going there. And so I was already online this morning, bright and early. It might have been before 4 o'clock this morning. And I saw a big deal of the day, and I have to talk about this one. We have 50% off at Big Boy Wisconsin Dells. This is a $50 certificate today. Today only. This certificate is just $25. If you've not had a chance to get to Big Boy Wisconsin Dells, Now is your opportunity to and to save. Big Boy is in Wisconsin Dells for the first time ever. They have their original double-decker hamburger, and they have a huge display of Big Boy statues. And I know some of our coworkers were in there recently, and they said it's amazing. So you got to get that certificate. I know there's going to be limited quantities of this available. I suspect it will sell out again. Half off a $50 certificate to Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells today and today only. MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Also, Emily.
That is so cool.
Ironically, the big secret is, and I'm going to say it today, that is where I had my first cooking job, was in that building.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Look at that. Full circle. So what was the restaurant then, though?
So it started out as Burger Boy back then. It was a,
a
fast food sort of restaurant. And then they changed it after the first year into what was called the Park Restaurant, which was more of a casual dining experience. And so I was there, and that was my second job of my career at that point in time. Worked in a gift shop the summer before. I got bored with that very quickly. Couldn't stand doing that.
I was just going to say, the retail... Yeah, the retail didn't work with me either. I got bored right away, too. I was like, what do you mean I have to fold this shirt again? Why would I do that?
Right.
And it was just stand around here folding clothes all day. This is terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, it was that and just, you know, it was not for me. And there was days where it was very quiet. So I always found something to do, of course. But on those quiet days, I just would go stir crazy. And I decided I need something a little bit faster paced. So I decided, you know, I'm going to be a dishwasher because that's something that'll keep me busy all day long. And well, you know, it was in my first week there, I would get the dishes done and I would go, hey, do you mind if I help out with a little of the prep cooking? Because, you know, the dishes are done there. Well, you don't have to. I'm like, you don't get it. I can't sit still. And so I ended up doing that. And then by the end of the second week, I was doing prep cook and I loved it. It was a great place. So yeah, it has come full circle. And it's ironic. We were talking about what the big deal was going to be today in one of our meetings. And I let that out of the bag on Monday in our meeting. So
that's super fun. I love that it's full circle again, like back to what we were talking about. I think it was earlier this week about, you know, those first jobs we had and working in the hospitality industry, be it restaurants or hotels or bars or whatever, and just kind of how that shapes you as a young person. And there's always some antics and there's always some, you know, shenanigans and lots of things because the atmosphere is fast paced and it often is young folks, you know, kind of working there, just hustling and doing their thing and trying to make a couple bucks. So with that kind of energy and some of the goofy thing that, you know, young people can get themselves involved with, workplace or not, there's usually some fun stories. So that's kind of fun that came back around to the big deal of the day. And I just think that that's a fun deal and a fun idea, too, because the Dells shows itself to be, you know, they hold the candle to some of the like older traditional kind of establishments that existed there back when there was only a few things, you know. So that's kind of cool that Big Boy showed up in that way, because that's definitely old school. That's fun. So I'm glad you were able to bring that out. I'm glad there's able to be an opportunity for our listeners to get a little bit of a discount lunch there. So go ahead and get on Big Deals of the Day with Max FM and you can get yourself a discount. Big Boy. What a good way to start a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, I like a Big Boy discount. And you know what else I like? Girl Scout cookies. I love them.
Oh, boy. It's all about the food.
It's always about the food. And it's officially Girl Scout season again. But if you're a fanatic, brace yourself, because the Girl Scouts have just given two beloved flavors the pink slip. You heard me correctly. Two flavors are going away of Girl Scout cookies, Emily. Do you see what they are here?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. The 2025 cookie lineup will feature Girl Scout s'mores and toast yays, but they've announced that this is their final year. S'mores and toast yays are going away, everybody. They're getting the pink slip. So if you can't live without either of these, buy a huge chest freezer and stock up. It's exactly what we all need, is a chest freezer in our garage filled with Girl Scout cookies. This is the first time the Girl Scouts have announced that a flavor is being discontinued ahead of time to give people one last chance. The s'mores one was introduced in 2017, and the toast yays have been around since 2021. Now that's a clever marketing little thing that they're doing there, making the limited time offer, really gets people running to buy that product. So good for them. Good business people over there, Girl Scouts.
Well,
all the other classics will be back, though. Fear not. Thin Mints, Samoas, a.k.a. Caramel Delights.
Oh, those are so
trefoils,
good.
Trefoils? I don't know those ones. Peanut Butter Patties or Tagalongs, Peanut Butter Sandwich or Dosey Doughs, Adventurefuls, Caramel Chocolate Chip, Lemonades, Lemon Ups, and Toffee-tastic will still be on the list for purchase. So fear not, people. You still have many choices.
And the 2025 Girl Scout cookie season will run from now until April. And if you're looking to make an order but don't know any Girl Scouts, you can find all that local info out at girlscouts.org. But we have that breaking news here this morning. Two of those classic flavors will be in their final season ever. No more s'mores, no more toasties after this year. So, you know, stock up now. Like Emily said, can you imagine a chest freezer full of Girl Scout cookies? Wow.
I was not a Girl Scout growing up. My sister was, so I tagged along with her when she did her sales, which was fun. If you want to learn about the unorthodox way that we cruised around the neighborhood selling Girl Scout cookies, please text in and ask, and I'd be happy to share the story with you. I would not condone getting around town this way, you know, we have to remember this was a much different decade, so it was a lot of fun at the time. If you want to know more about the way that I helped my sister sell Girl Scout cookies, please text in and ask. Just say Emily Girl Scout cookies, and I will give you a funny story. Outside of that, I didn't have any Girl Scouts in my family. Neither one of my kids were Girl Scouts. So, but I did have a lot of, you know, kids in the neighborhood, obviously, that I know that were Girl Scouts, and they run a fierce business. I mean, that's not a joke. Like, so I don't actually think that there might not be people with chest freezers full of Girl Scout cookies because their kids are like, you know, I got to make my quota. You got to buy them all, Mom and Dad. And they're like, okay, just throwing money at the situation. So the kid can get whatever they need to get to like get that box checked in their business, you know, whatever that looks like for them. But man, they're go-getters. It's not a joke. So I, you know, who knows? They might have some prizes out there for people who buy the most Toasties because they're going out of style. I don't know. Might want to look into that.
Well, and it's the first time ever they've announced the ones they're discontinuing. And so it seems like a great marketing strategy, you know, if you want those s'mores or those toasties, you got to get them now, right? Because that means they're going away. I mean, Thin Mints, I don't ever see those going away, or the Caramel Delights.
No, those
are basically two mainstays. And I know the Girl Scouts will be selling their cookies in some of our local stores very soon, and you'll see them there. But yeah, I'm just in shock. I had to make sure we talked about that breaking news this morning, Emily.
Yeah, that is really, I mean, that deserves a like, breaking news from, you know, that we needed to have that sound effect. So just imagine that and then think of the story that we just delivered because it is breaking. I'm wide awake now. There's no going back. It's Wednesday morning. Girl Scouts are discontinuing some flavors. Let's get at this Wednesday, folks. It's a serious day. It's a serious morning. And it's a little bit of a cold morning, but it's okay. I was out there with the dog and it felt okay. Dog doesn't mind whatsoever. He would stay out all day. So, you know, they kind of look a little bit, those furry friends that are going outside, they look a little bit funny at us when we're like, okay, it's time to go back in. We're like, it's freezing. And they're like, I'm fine. What's your problem? You know, they give you that kind
of nice fur
look
coat,
over their
the
brow.
Exactly. They got a nice fur coat. The rest of us don't. So then we're out there. Come on, get in and do your business. So, Emily, you're going to be back with me at 7:40. We're going to talk about celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. And just to tease this one a little bit, we have two celebrity birthdays of folks that have passed away. But we have two big ones we're going to talk about at 7:40 this morning.
We are. Looking forward to it.
So text those birthdays and anniversaries in now if you are celebrating or know someone that is, 608-355-9970. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Big Boy of Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinners featuring fresh meat, battered chicken, and yummy desserts. Try their special Friday night fish fry. Wash it down with a local beer or delicious wine. Check out the world's largest selection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy or one of the other iconic characters. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
You're too much. You're the only one.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:30 on Wednesday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary and know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, or you can use the free Civic Media app, look for 99.7 Max FM, tap on Max the Mouse, click text, and send us those birthdays or anniversaries. We will be talking about those in about 10 minutes. We want to celebrate those with you. And we have two big celebrity birthdays today we're going to talk about. And one has a Wisconsin connection. That's up in about 10 minutes. Also, our big deal of the day is shop local and say big at MaxFM, BigDeals.com. Half off a $50 certificate to Big Boy of Wisconsin Dells. Today and today only, that certificate is just $25. You need to purchase this before 11:59 tonight to get that deal. This is going to sell out. I can see the orders coming in fast and furious today. If you want a chance to get that $50 certificate to Big Boy Wisconsin Dells, today and today only, just $25. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today at 11 a.m., we have an online-only real estate auction ending for a property at 432 East Main Street in Reedsburg. Single-family home. Online bidding is available at GavinBros.com. Tomorrow is the Rodney Hannon Estate online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. There is a preview today at his farm east of Reedsburg from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This auction features farm machinery, tool items, as well as some household items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at GavinBros.com. Also on Thursday, we have a drop-off day for our firearms, hunting, and sporting good-related item auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting items from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., including firearms, other hunting, fishing, and outdoor memorabilia as well. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Chase Ross scored a career-high 27 points to lead 7th-ranked Marquette to a 74-66 come-from-behind win over Georgetown at Fiserv Forum last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Marquette trailed by 14 in the first half, 11 at the break before turning things around in the second half. The Big East leading Golden Eagles improved to 5-0 in conference play this season. Women's action, Wisconsin fell in Big Ten road play at Washington 79-58. It's the fourth straight loss for the Badgers. Bucks return to action tonight. They're 18-16 and will host the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv. Packers back in the practice field today as they start preparing for Sunday's wildcard playoff game against the Eagles in Philadelphia. And the Cowboys are denying permission for the Bears to interview Mike McCarthy for their head coaching vacancy. McCarthy's contract is set to expire today in Dallas, but the Cowboys hold exclusive negotiating rights through the 14th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now it's 4 above. 99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 on Wednesday morning. Here is Blondie, Heart of Glass on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 741 on Wednesday morning. Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. It is Wednesday, January 8th. Emily, we're going to talk about some celebrity birthdays. And if anyone is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, please. 608-355-9970. And we have two big ones today, Emily.
We do. We have some of some artists that have passed, unfortunately. I've got a big one, and it's close to my heart because I'm a huge fan. So today, Elvis Presley would have been 90 years old, which is amazing to think about. You know, there's nobody in the world, I don't think, who has heard of Elvis Presley, but some people know right. a lot more. Some people know just about the music. There's a lot of stories and a lot of history that goes with Elvis and, you know, what he did throughout his career. But I don't know if everyone knows this special little quip. I want to throw credit to Wisconsin Life in terms of this story, but If people don't know, here is the story. At a busy intersection on the east side of town in Madison, Wisconsin, a small stone marker bears Elvis's image. It stands on the spot where the King of Rock and Roll performed a real miracle in the middle of the night on June 24th in 1977. Elvis had just flown into Madison for a concert and he was still wearing a sparkly white jumpsuit. On the way to the hotel, his limousine stopped at a fateful intersection on East Washington Avenue and Highway 51. Elvis looked out the window and at the corner gas station, he saw two guys beating up a teenager. He flung open the car door. "I can't let this happen," he said in a savior mode. Over the strenuous objections of his bodyguard, he strode toward the attackers. Now, remember, this is the summer of 77. Our hero was overweight and ailing, but he did have a black belt in karate and not unwarranted confidence in his power to change the score of human affairs. One can only imagine how the villains felt when a sparkling man approached them, throwing karate kicks and shouting, "I'll take you on." One can only imagine their shame when they realized it was Elvis Presley himself who had caught them in an evil act. They stopped in mid-punch and their victim fled to safety. After such an otherworldly experience, I wouldn't be surprised if the two thugs vowed to reform right on the spot. As odd bystanders watched in wonder, Elvis shook hands all around, jumped back in his limousine, and vanished into the night. Police officers and newspaper reporters showed up later to make sense of the visitation. So that's a really great story about Elvis. I did know about this as a younger person, but it's not super well known in the Madison or Wisconsin area. And there is a cool little marker right near the corner of East Washington and Highway 51, which is Stoughton Road. So it's pretty neat that happened here. And it's pretty neat that somebody that famous in his last year of life broke up a fight.
Yeah,
people just put their hands up. They're like, "My bad."
52 days later, he passed on August 16, 1977. So, I mean,
yes,
he broke that fight up 52 days before he passed. I mean, and gets out and showed a few classic karate moves. And, you know, the news are going, okay, we should stop. And so how cool is that? And that's
thanks for letting me have that
part
moment.
Of history.
I've been to Graceland. I love Elvis. I have, you know, I have just such a connection to that music for so many reasons. But anyhow, what a talent. 90 years old he would have been today. We lost him too soon. Obviously, he went through his own bout of struggles with everything, you know, but he did some cool stuff. So happy birthday to the late Elvis Presley.
And also would have been David Bowie's birthday today. He passed away in 2016. He was his real name was David Jones. We're going to play a David Bowie song in our next break, and it's not one that we normally play. So I'll give everyone that hint right now. So doing some music changes this morning. Let's put it that way.
That's all right.
And we won't do any Elvis today. If you want to hear some Elvis, tune in this coming Saturday to Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. I guarantee he will do an Elvis tribute on Saturday. So tune in for that. So we're looking at some other birthdays today. Zahara Jolie Pitts, she is 20. That's, of course, Brad and Angelina's daughter. Noah Cyrus is 25. That would be Miley's sister. Let's see who else we have here. We have Gabby Hoffman, 43. She's Allie on Amazon's Transparent. Who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Bobby Krieger is 79. Doors guitarist who wrote Light My Fire. So that guy is still with us. That's really incredible. What a history there. He probably has some stories talking about doing stuff out in the world as a musician. Also, Bob Eubanks is 87, obviously the game show host of the Newlywed Game, which that show was fabulous. I mean,
it was
the other there was another dating show where they were the dating game, I think is what it was called. There was like the mysterious people on the other side of the wall and they had to pick one or whatever. But the Newlywed Game was hands down, I mean, just a hilarity of people trying to figure out if they knew each other and being busted out and roasted on television on the Newlywed Game about what they didn't know about their new spouse. So good classic line there coming out of the Newlywed Game that I cannot utter here on the radio. So if you want to know what that is, you should go ahead and just YouTube the Newlywed Game classic line. Just gonna leave
it. And then the other one I remember was I Love Connection with Chuck Woolery. So that one was a pretty good one too back in the 80s. So.
Oh, yeah. Was that We'll Be Back in 2 and 2? Was that Chuck Woolery who did that? Yeah.
There were some great answers on that one as well.
Such good game shows. I mean, there's like barely room in regular television for game shows anymore. But those were, I mean, back then there wasn't reality shows. There was 5 channels on television. So game shows really kind of, you know, they were really popular and pretty well done and really entertaining. I loved them. I was a huge game show fan, which kind of surprises me about myself. But it was like an addiction. Price is Right every morning.
Well, and then we had two others on our list here that I saw. Jenny Lewis is 49. Her band name is Rilo Kelly, and she did some music for Grey's Anatomy and the movie Wedding Crashers. A great movie.
Ooh, that's
there.
That's a good one.
And then the other notable is R. Kelly is 58. Now, I do have one local birthday, and this could be considered a celebrity birthday today. The one, the only, it is Bill Johnson's birthday today. Happy birthday, Bill. If you see Bill out and about today, wish him a happy birthday. He does so many things in this community and for this area. So definitely, if you see him, tell him happy birthday from all of us today.
Happy birthday, Bill. All right. That is such good stuff. What good birthdays. And as always, if you have birthdays and anniversaries that you are celebrating, please text them into us. We would love to share the love on the air with you and with your loved ones. Also, remember, as the weekend comes up, because we are halfway through the week, feel free to text in those birthdays and anniversaries that are happening over the weekend, because we can go ahead and shout them out too on air for you to celebrate the upcoming weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. If you can text them in anytime, we'll add them to our calendar. We keep track of all of these. Emily, you will be back with me at 8:10 this morning, and we are going to talk about NFL playoff food changes at 8:10. This is going to be some interesting food items that some of the NFL teams will be serving during the playoffs.
Sounds like a plan. Can't wait.
I can't either. It's always about the food here. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways: California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 on Wednesday morning. You heard Emily and I talking about it. It would have been David Bowie's birthday today. And, you know, we have to celebrate that because, you know, he would have been 77 years old today. So, you know, we're going to play something we don't normally play on the morning show. This is David Bowie, China Girl on Max FM.
I'm a mess with
When I look at my China girl, I could pretend nothing really meant too much. When I look at my China girl,
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
Don't you cry no more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. All over the Los Angeles area, people are fleeing fast-moving fires.
I describe